Hello, everyone, and welcome. It's Eagles 360 presented by Santander. That was your Bud Light story of the game, the Eagles beating the Atlanta Falcons. The story in the NFL, well, it was a great weekend of football. Hello, everyone. Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, with the Hall of Famer Brian Westbrook, and the Eagles heading to the NFC Championship game to play the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday. Brian, a lot to take in from a dazzling weekend on the field.
An exciting weekend for the Eagles. A month or so ago, when Carson Wentz is injured, no one believed in this team. Everyone thought that the season was over. A lot of people thought that Nick Foles couldn't get it done based on the last couple games of the season. Doug Peterson used that underdog mentality. The players used that as well. And this team found a way in front of the home field crowd to get a win. That's the most important thing.
The idea of the underdog Eagles obviously playing it to the hilt with the dog masks after the game. Obviously, it made a difference.
Hey, whatever you can use to help you win these games, you have to use that. And if that works for Lane Johnson and the offense and defense, let's use that. As long as the ball keeps rolling, keep winning.
We're going to talk about that really remarkable win over the Falcons here. We'll begin with the offense presented by Golden Nugget Jeweler, where Philly gets engaged. And the talk coming into the game, Brian, was that the Eagles would try to pound a small, fast, aggressive Atlanta Falcons defense with the run game. And they did. They also mixed in some pass. Let's talk about first Nick Foles and his performance, 23 of 30, relatively error-free football.
Efficient quarterbacking, not a lot of mistakes, didn't turn the ball over, didn't throw the ball to the other team. To me, that's the most important thing. He didn't, you know, we had the miscommunication with the handoff, things like that, and that happens. But he didn't give the other team an opportunity to catch the ball on their end and to return it. That's huge for Nick Foles. You know, when you complete that amount of passes and he found a way to find, make it work with Alshon Jeffrey, to me, that was huge. Alshon had a great game.
It was interesting. The Eagles opened the game with the big throw down the field. So they pretty much sent a message to the Falcons, we're not going to let you dictate to us. Mm-hmm. And had they not turned the ball over twice, this game might have been much more of a blowout type feel. Nick responded to the critics, Brian. He responded to the pressure and sets him up to be in a very good place mentally and physically heading into Sunday.
The reason why you bring in a guy like Nick Foles is because he knows the offense, he understands what you're looking from the coaching staff, and he's a veteran presence. So the guys can look at him, and there's a calming presence about him. You saw all those things on display on Saturday. Nick Foles did a great job of making sure this offense continued the ball to roll, and he did great.
Couple of key moments, long touchdown drive, Eagles mixing in the run game with the pass. They got Nelson Agholor involved in a big third down play. Some creativity in the run game, Brian. Clearly, Doug Peterson, the offensive coach, has used that bye week, which was really kind of a training camp environment around here. They used that to their advantage, setting up some big plays in the run game.
Most of the time when coaches have time off, they start putting in all different. They'll throw in 10, 15 different plays. Obviously, Doug, he did put in some new plays, some new wrinkles, some things that worked effectively for this football team, but he didn't overwhelm this team with it. This team went out there and played error-free football. That's because they didn't have a lot on their mind. I have to give Doug Peterson a lot of credit for that.
Well, there were some errors. The Eagles fumbled the ball four times. They lost two of them. Jay Ajayi on the first drive, fumbling after the big pass interference play. What'd you think of Ajayi? 54 yards rushing, 44 yards in the receiving game, 98 total yards of offense. And you look for more from somebody like that.
Well, I think Jay Ajayi can help this offense. He's one of their most explosive players on offense. He can make cuts that no other back in this that we have in our stable can make. The one thing that concerns me, we're talking about Nick Foles, turnovers, things like that. You cannot fumble the football. In these games, a fumble, a turnover can mean winning and losing and going home. And so Jay Ajayi has to focus on putting two hands on the ball. He had one hand on it, cover it up. The extra yard is just not worth it. You have to make sure you have control of the ball.
Grind it out, but the Eagles also took some chances. Fourth and goal at the one-yard line, a handoff to LeGarrette Blount. Yeah. Great block from Trey Burton into the end zone. I like that Doug Peterson, who also really strongly considered going for it on fourth and one in the fourth quarter, making me bite my nails. Yeah, I think everybody felt the same way. Stayed aggressive, though, Brian. I really think that sends a good message to the team.
He's been aggressive all year long, and the team feels that. And so when they go out there and they play, they're aggressive. And I think that's something that has really rung true for this football team all season long.
And you mentioned Alshon Jeffrey, four catches, a big catch before halftime. Yeah. Setting up Jake Elliott, I loved seeing that drive in the third quarter, getting the ball to Jeffrey, getting it to him once, twice, three times. It's big for this offense.
Listen, you're going to face things in the playoffs where defense is going to say, you're going to have to run the ball. We did a good job of running the ball in the first half. Then they said, we're going to stop the run. So now Nick Foles, Doug Peterson, they shifted to the pass game. Short passes, quick slants, getting the ball out of his hands. The receivers did a great job of using their body, making sure they possessed the football. That was huge.
Yeah, what a great, just a great Saturday in South Philadelphia. Electric atmosphere, the crowd on its feet the entire game. Yes. Hadn't heard it that loud, Brian, since the 2004 NFC Championship game, which you remember, I believe, very well.
I remember that game like it was yesterday. And I tell you what, they're going to take it up a notch this week. They're, the crowd, the fans, they were crazy all day long, really all week long. This week, Sunday, is going to be a whole different level. Yeah. Best fans in the NFL, and I truly mean that.
We'll talk about that as we get through the show and during the week. Much more to get to here on Eagles 360, presented by Santander. We'll take a look at the defense and the special teams. But when we return, some big plays in this game for the Eagles. We take a look at them in our All-22 review, presented by Community College of Philadelphia. We're coming right back.